This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. It's time to step up to the plate with Jim, Steve, Fish, and former two-time Gold Glover World Series champion, Benji Molina.
A swing and a miss, and that's the winner! That's the winner! A World Series winner for the Cardinals!
Ranger, that is! In the left field, December 3000, a run is scored!
Smith courts one into right down the line. It may go! Go crazy, folks! Go crazy!
A high pop ball! The Clover's there! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant!
Breeze hits it in the air to center. We will see you tomorrow night.
Swing and a miss! The Cardinals are world champions for 2006.
In the air to left, well hit. Back is Craig. What a team. What a ride. The Cardinals are world champs in 2011.
And welcome to a Tuesday edition of Two Birds on a Bat, your St. Louis Cardinals fan podcast. I guess we can officially call this the first playoff edition in quite some time, it feels like. Now, it's only been a few, 3 years, I guess. But boy, when you're used to getting in there at least every other year or going on a run, it seems like forever. And I know a lot of fans have felt that way too. But we're proud to bring you the show, as always, from the Patio Studios, the original party place for St. Louis Cardinal fans everywhere. Please don't forget Patios as your meetup place before games and after games. Great entertainment, great drink specials, great atmosphere. You guys will enjoy it. For the older generation, and you know who I'm talking to out there, it was always the go-to place for Cardinal fans everywhere. Needs to be today. It's still awesome. They keep making improvements. It's a great place. Love their staff. And again, we thank them for their continued support. And of course, hosting our live from patio shows, which we did last Friday, which was awesome. Had some fun with some Cubs fans in town, and it was a good time. So thank you to them. And of course, we always thank our good friend Randy Green with InnovativeCompanies.com for his continued support of the show. I can't help but be happy for Randy as well. He's a lifelong Cardinal fan, just like the rest of us, and talked to him numerous times about these Cardinals and getting back into October baseball. We've sat around and chatted watching our own kids play ball. And, you know, a lot of times in the fall when these kids play in October, we talk about just how awesome it is in October to play baseball. The weather turns a little bit. It's not so hot out. You can sit and enjoy a game. And, you know, obviously we're talking about watching a game with our kids. But when you love the Cardinals, there's nothing better than that weather as it turns in October. And, you know, like, we'll all cry for summer here in a few months when it's 0 degrees outside, I understand. But there's something about that feeling of the weather change and playing baseball on a professional level. Because I think also we know what it means, right? So you want to be that last one standing. And when it comes to the work that needs done, whether it's residential, commercial, industrial, Randy Green is that last man standing. You guys, he's a 35 years experienced craftsman. No doubt about it, folks. Takes his handshake and his word seriously. If he looks you in the eye and tells you he's going to do something, he's going to do it. Construction, heating and cooling, electric work, anything you need. Randy Green's a name you know and trust. That's our friends at InnovativeCompanies.com. Well, another guy that knows a thing or two about playing in October and as you can all tell from a couple of the things that we posted, is might be drying off still today, but I know he loves a good celebration, but hopefully he got all his clothes dry and he's ready to make a trip to Atlanta. And that's our good friend and yours on the m4byyachty.com hotline, Benji Molina. What's going on, pal?
What's going on, man? This is our first playoff show, man.
Yeah, it's awesome. I'm excited about it.
Yes, I'm excited. I hope St. Louis enjoyed that one because it was not only because we went into the playoff, but it was against a rival, man. And he really does make a difference, believe me, guys. When we talk about winning and the Cubs are sitting in their dugouts over there watching the celebration, it is a special feeling, you know?
Well, I can tell you that from obviously a pure Cardinal fan, that does make it sweeter anytime you beat the Cubs. Now, you know, it was interesting watching them play very loose. nothing to play for other than, hey, let's go out here and give the Cardinals a brash of shit here and make it hard on them. And that's hard to play against sometimes. It's one thing for a group to play loose if, you know, if they're just, you know, if they're not what I would call star caliber type player, but they've got good players over there, whether we want to admit it or not. Bryant and Rizzo and Baez were out, but Ian Happ can play, and he's a, you know, and boy, did he almost stick it, you know, where the sun don't shine for us. But, you know, Kyle Schwarber's got, he's almost got 40 home runs, you know, so they got some guys over there that can still play, and they got some young guys that are upcoming. Contreras would love to beat us. So it isn't like it was going to be a pushover. Now, yeah, they were missing some of their best players, but you know what? Everybody plays 162 games. Everybody in our division plays the same schedule, and you get what you get. So the way I look at this whole thing, the Cardinals were able to maintain their division lead all the way up until the end. Okay. And now here we go. We're in the playoffs. We have a chance. You know, would I like to have Jack Flaherty go in game one like everybody else? Sure, I would. But I still like our chances in this series. What are you thinking?
I love our chances in our series against the Braves. I mean, we're going to have Michaelas rest it, which he's always been good, rest it, you know. So we're going to have him in the first game. Like you said, everybody was thinking about having Flaherty and all these things, and you know, for the first game. I mean, that would have been great. I mean, I get it. But we have a playoff opportunity to go to the Braves and do some damage, man. I mean, I really do believe in these guys. I think they are okay. I think they obviously the hitting needed to improve, and I don't know, somebody talked to these guys the last game, I guess, you know. So I like our chances, Jimbo. I really do. I think that they have a really good chance to do some damage, man. I hope so. We're all gonna be ready. And, you know, and looking forward to these games, I tell you.
Well, I got to ask you this question. At any time over the weekend when it came down to Sunday, did you feel at all like maybe we shouldn't start Flaherty? Like maybe let's throw Michaelis. I think he can do this and we can save him. Or were you of the mindset all along that if that's what it came down to, you had to pitch Flaherty?
You know what? The hard thing is, Jimbo, that if you don't throw Flaherty, and something goes wrong, I mean, that's the mentality that you got to have. Let's say I don't throw, and I throw Michaelas, and all of a sudden everything goes wrong. What do you do? I mean, what? How can you live with that if you are Mike Shields, right? But that's what he was thinking. It's like, man, what? I got to throw Flaherty for sure, because Flaherty's our guy. Now it's easier to say that, oh, we would have saved Flaherty, we would have had him for the first game. Yeah, it's easy now because it's over. But I don't think so. I think you have to go with your best shot and winning the division, you know?
Okay, then let me give you the follow-up to that question. When the Cardinals seem to jump on the Cubs early, would you have taken him out after three innings? Because, you know, science would tell us that if after three innings he could have come back and pitched on 3 days rest after three innings. I mean, once you get to four or five innings and you're done. But science would tell us, and if you believe in that, that after he had only thrown 30, like maybe 30 pitches after three innings, and if they would have taken him out, he would have been completely fine according to parameters that you see. He could have come back and pitched on 3 days rest and been fully effective according to what people say. Now, you never know what the mindset is, but did you have any thoughts about pulling him after three innings?
No, really, Jimbo. I want to start him. You got to get him the win, you know? You know what I mean? You can't just get the guy out and say, okay, we got to save him for this time. Oh, man.
Live in the moment, man. Huh? Live in the moment, right?
You have to give him the win, man. That's why the pitchers pitch, for the win. You don't want to be that guy that said, man, that win, that he threw three innings and 30 pitches, he could have got some more or whatever, you know? You don't want to be that, you know? So I think they did it right. They let him pitch 70 pitches. They knew exactly what they wanted to do, which was have him into second game over there, man. And then guess what? If we go five, you have him too for the five. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So I think they did the right thing. I would have kept him in there too.
Okay. I mean, you know, like I think you said it best, right? These are all easier questions to really feel strongly about on the opposite view after the fact. Because you know, it's over and they won and boy it sure and then, you know, of course Milwaukee lost, right? Like they wound up getting swept by Colorado, which I called, by the way, didn't I, in our text message. So
yeah.
But again, I get it. That being said, it's always, you know, this game is so easy to manage. It's so easy to make decisions in hindsight, right? Like I talked a lot about the bullpen that way.
And after the fact.
Sure.
Everybody has their opinion after the fact.
Right.
They,
you know,
they cannot guess right before the fact.
Yeah,
so,
like,
hey, you know, they made it a decision, and I would have done exactly the same thing they did. You know, I wouldn't have done it any different. I think they did it right. Obviously, they let him have the win, and he was killing it. He was doing great. He was pitching good. So guess what? Keep going. You know, like, let's get you a win. I don't see anything wrong with that, you know?
Yeah, that first night, everybody was losing their mind, and I'm like, what did you want him to do? He brought in his best relievers. They weren't effective. They didn't get the job done. So what do you want him to do? It's like, you know, I think Fernandez is going to be a fine pitcher someday. I think Tyler Webb's pitched well recently. I think certain guys have done okay, right? Like, I'm not dogging any of the other relievers, but I mean, after the fact, are you really going to tell me that he shouldn't have brought in who he brought in? I mean, it is what it is, right?
How can you say he should have? Who shouldn't? I mean, who else? You let those people that say that, let them tell you who would they bring in.
Well, it's always easy after the fact, right?
Yeah, but let them say, let us know who they think that should have been brought up. You know what I mean?
Well, I think
like
the guy
an advice or something like that, Jimbo. Just okay, that's fine. But let us know who would you pick.
Well,
you know what I mean,
yeah, and I think like, I sent the tweet out, you know, after the fact. Well, I knew he should have pitched Myers and Fernandez instead of Miller and Gallegos and Helsley, right? Because they didn't get any runs scored on him that night. That's who he should have went to, right? It's so easy after the fact. It just, you know, these things snowball in a quick hurry. And I don't think we give enough credit to the fact that, see, I think everybody thinks that every time a guy's warming up, there should be two more guys warming up. And I don't think people understand that you can't do that.
No.
These guys, like, you're going to go through 50 guys in the bullpen throughout the year if that's how you approach this. Guys have to go out and get their job done. That's it.
Well, do we know who was healthy that day? Do we know who was sick? Do we know who had that sore arm? Do we know who had the headaches? Do we know who picked the day before? Do we know all that? Because that's how they go by, right? I mean, that's how they do it.
Right.
You know, and that's how they go at it. I mean, come on, this guy, it's, you know, he's struggling. And yesterday it wasn't the best day for him, or, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, how, we don't know what happened. That's what I want people to understand. We don't know the situation that is happening inside the clubhouse. When I walked in there and everybody's against Carpenter, right? I have my rage against him because he's getting paid a lot of money and he should be probably doing better, right?
Sure.
I don't hate the guy. I like the guy, but he should be doing way better than what he's doing. Anyways, when I saw how these guys treated Matt Carpenter inside at the inside when the celebration was going on, it really opened my mind. Like, This is a team, man. This is a team. This is not a. They all together. I mean, they gather up to to Carpenter, and they went up to him and they told him, you know, we believe in Carpenter. You know, they were yelling about that, and they were telling him, hey, we believe up. And you're like, what the heck, man? This is pretty cool, you know. But we don't know that. We don't know what's going on inside. It's the same way with the pitching. It's the same way with everything. You don't know what's going on, man. These guys love each other when they're fighting for each other. Some days it goes right. Some days it goes wrong. You know, that's what I think.
Well, I one of the things I think that you're talking about here is that feeling of I would say this. There's no doubt in my mind that what you're really getting at here is the essence of a team. Everybody pulling together, everybody understanding that, you know, whoever's called upon at that moment has got to get a job done. And it may not always be pretty, right? But, you know, I would say that they understand the moment. And that's kind of where I'm at in this whole thing. And for me, like you said, the Carpenter thing is interesting, right? Like there's no doubt that he lost his job to Tommy Edman. There's no doubt about that. And Colton Wong's injury opened up an opportunity for him to redeem himself. And while I think he did okay, and he had a couple of big hits for him, right? So, you know, it's a team.
It is. You said it right. I mean, that they're fighting for each other, which is, I mean, it's what you want. It's really what you want from a team, and you don't want anything else. You just want everybody to fight together at the right moment, and they're finding ways to do that. They're going to a very, very tough team to Atlanta, which they have really good pitching. And we're going to face those guys, and if they don't stick together, man, I don't know. It's going to be really rough to get out of there with a win. But I really do believe in these guys. These guys are doing unbelievable. They're doing good. I hope they keep going together. I hope they stick together because they're going through a really, really tough environment.
Well, let's talk about the playoffs because I think we get going tonight. I want to get your thoughts on the game tonight. I want to get your thoughts on the impact tonight's game has on the playoffs, as I believe, and I'll give you my reasons why, I think tonight's game has a huge impact on these playoffs. They don't immediately affect the Cardinals other than start times, but I think in the end, I think tonight's game has a huge impact on who will be representing the National League in the World Series. Before we do so, and we talk to Benji Molina and get his thoughts, I want to remind everybody to check us out, twobirdsonabat.com. Please subscribe to the show there. It's free. We're asking that you guys do so, as throughout the playoffs, we'll do the shows on odd days, and you guys will just get a little notification on your phone letting you know the new show's out. So it's easy to do, and it's free, and it's our ask of you. Like I said, just twobirdsonabat.com. Click subscribe to the podcast. Takes about 30 seconds, and it's free. Check out our Two Birds bloggers there as well. They do a great job for us, and we appreciate them so much. Don't forget, our social media is going to be, you know, a great place to communicate with us through the playoffs as well. At Birds on a Bat Show on Twitter. We're asking that you follow us there. Find us on Facebook as well, Two Birds on a Bat. We're asking you to like our page there. When you see the pinned post, if you would comment on it, like it, and share it, that helps us reach a whole new audience and brings them into the fold, and means a lot to us. And we love the conversation and the back and forth, whether you agree with us or not. That's the fun part of the whole thing, right? As long as we can all, you know, do it without getting ignorant, it's a lot of fun. I enjoy it very much. Please invite your friends to like our page as well. Find us on Instagram, Two Birds on a Bat Show. As always, part of lineupmediagroup.fm, home of your radio, the streaming platform that you can download for free on your mobile device today. You guys will enjoy that very much. To our partners out there, DrKristenJacobs.com, thank you for your continued support. Her wonderful Ooh La La Spa and Anti-Aging Wellness Center does so many great things for so many people. We would ask you guys to check it out and see how she can help you today. But she does want to remind you all that every day is Skin Cancer Awareness Day. Please don't forget, check out our good friends at Adam's Smokehouse for the best barbecue in St. Louis, located on Watson Road and open till 7 on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. I'm sure he's as excited about these playoffs. I know he's a hockey guy, too, and he's part of the Blues show there, too. So this guy right now is as busy as he can be, and he's got all kinds of people coming in there to try his barbecue. So let me tell you, once you try it once, you won't be able to stop. That's Adam's Smokehouse, located on Watson Road. They do big box lunch orders, and they also take care of catering. golf tournaments and corporate outings, birthday parties, anything you guys might need, that's the name you should know. Adam's Smokehouse, located on Watson Road, one more time. St. Louis, here's your cue. To our good friends at the Gators Baseball Academy, if you have a son involved in this great game of baseball at any age, make sure you check out GatorsBaseballAcademy.com, located in Missouri and now also in Illinois. And if you're a prep player, high school, looking to improve your game, especially if you're interested in playing in college, GatorsBaseballAcademy.com is the name for you. Their four-pillar system is second to none, and we are proud to be associated with them here in St. Louis. This Friday night, you can watch a great event involving the Gators Baseball Academy. Their instructors will be taking on the students. The 17U team will be playing the instructors in a game out at Carshiel Field out in St. Charles. You guys are familiar with that. I think the River City Rascals recently, that was their home. It's a great event. Unfortunately, they had a young coach pass away unexpectedly, and all the money raised that evening will be going to the family of that coach. So if you guys are looking for some fun, we got Cardinal baseball Wednesday and Thursday off Friday. If you guys are looking to get a fix, head on out to Carshiel Field, 6 o'clock Friday night. There's no admission, but they are taking donations for that family, and you guys will enjoy a great event out there. So we're happy to be associated with them. In fact, my job today, and he doesn't know it yet, is to convince Mr. Molina to come out and take a swing. My son has personally issued a challenge that when he's on the mound, he would like Benji to step in the box. So we'll see how Benji, if he can pull that off Friday night or not. I thought I'd throw that on the air, Benji. I thought you'd like that one.
No, but when is it? Because we have the game, right?
Friday night. They're off Friday night. So you'll be home. He's ready to. He wants to pitch to you one at bat. So we'll see. We'll have to talk about it off air.
Who's soft? Because we have a game Friday, don't we?
No, they play Wednesday, Thursday. They're off Friday. Oh no, you're right. You're right. They don't play till Thursday. God darn it! You aren't going to be here. That's right. The other thing, the American League starts Wednesday. Oh, man, he's going to be bummed. We were talking about it last night. He thought for sure that they played Wednesday and Thursday. He was like, man, you got to get him out there. I want to pitch to him. I said, well, I'll talk to him. I'll see. I said, what are you going to do if he takes you yard? He said, I'll just tip my cap.
Oh, no. I don't think I can hit one of those little balls anymore.
I know you like hitting those little golf balls now. So that's fun, right?
Yeah, those are good. I could do those. I really can, but not the real deal, man. That's crazy.
Well, hitting golf balls is something that our friends from Chicago are doing today. I had to throw that little jab in. But there's going to be another team hitting golf balls after tonight. And I think this game tonight has a huge impact on the playoffs. And I promise everybody out there, the Dodgers are really hoping that Milwaukee wins this game tonight. I don't think anybody wants to play Washington right now. Their starting pitching is really good. Their offense is rolling right now. I don't think anybody wants to play Washington right now. And if they win tonight, which, boy, you got to feel good if you got Max Scherzer on the mound, I think they're poised to make a serious run this year. What's your thoughts on tonight, Benji?
I'll tell you what, Jimbo, I'm with you. I think nobody wants to face these guys in Washington. Doesn't matter where, but they don't want to face Washington with those three-headed monsters, man. I don't see anybody being happy about that. So with that being said, it's a game, and anything can happen at any moment, right? So,
for sure.
We could see Scherzer not being him. We could be him. We could see him not being right today. I mean, it could happen.
Sure.
We just got to watch the game. But the odds are against you when you're facing a guy like that, right? I mean, when you're facing freaking Scherzer, and then you have to face the whole freaking three-headed monsters, it doesn't look good for you, man, I tell you. I don't think anybody in the league, I think everybody in the league understands that they don't want to face these guys.
Yeah, I'm looking at it, and I'm sitting here thinking, boy. So, for me, I'm looking at it going, if Scherzer wins this game tonight, then they have their choice between starting Corbin or Strasburg in game one against the Dodgers. So it must be nice to have your choice of those two. So whichever one doesn't pitch game one is going to pitch game two. And then you know you got Scherzer ready for your first game at home. So if you split out in L.A., you're going to come home with Max Scherzer on the mound for game one in Washington. You got to like your chances.
Oh, my goodness, Jimbo. What these guys are, what these guys have. That's why they call it three-headed monster. It's like Houston, same way.
Yeah, for sure.
You talk about Houston, and they have the same thing.
Right.
They're all, they have three pieces that you're like, holy crap. Okay, I lose the first game. I have two more of my stars. Two. Not one more. Two more of my stars. And to win one, to get out. You know what I mean?
Like, for sure.
Get out of here with one win and then go home and you have another star to begin that series. That is crazy cool, you know?
Yeah, you know, for me, though, as I think about it out loud, you know, we're looking at the pitching staff that these teams have. Obviously, we like Flaherty as much as anybody. No doubt about it, right? Let's face it, Michaelis has not been as good as we would like him to be. We always feel confident with Wainwright pitching at home, even though his last couple starts haven't been great. You know, Dakota Hudson has been awfully good for us. This is a big stage. We don't know what to expect from him, right? Like, we hope he gives us all he can. But when you look at some of these other teams, like you just mentioned, when you look at the starting lineup pitching wise from Houston and you say, well, okay, yeah, we faced Verlander. Oh boy, we got Gerrit Cole. Well, now we're down to their third starter and it's Zach Greinke. That's pretty strong. I think LA feels pretty good about Clayton Kershaw having Walker Buehler. Having Rue, I mean, I know they feel good about their own three-headed monster. But in the end, you know, we've beaten Kershaw in the playoffs before when nobody thought you could beat him, right? This is what's amazing about it, and this is why I'm excited about it. I talked earlier about the weather. The other part of October that's amazing is you sit there and look at your team, and if you look at some of the stuff that's went on with the Cardinals in the past, you think back to when the playoffs started and you were looking at your team, and you didn't know that there were guys that were going to have huge moments. Like, I mean, think back to 2011, watching David Freese early in the playoffs. Who knew what amazing things were going to happen involving David Freese? Yeah, Pujols, everybody knew how great Pujols was. He did some amazing things, right? Like the three home run game. You kind of expect it from him. You know, Yadi has just seems like every time we need something big, it comes from Yadi. I get it. But David Eckstein in 2006, certain players are going to step up in big situations. You never know who it might be. It might be Tommy Edman. It could be Dexter Fowler. It could be Paul DeJong. It could be Marcell Zuna. You don't know who it's going to be. But sometimes those players come out of nowhere and do amazing things on the big stage. And that's why the playoffs, in my opinion, are awesome. And this is what you should be excited about as a fan, in my opinion.
Yes, I'm with you 100%, Jimbo. I really do believe that, and let me tell you what I believe too. I really think that Michaelis is going to have a good game. Anytime we see Michaelis rested, he's done well, man. He's done great. Michaelis, the only time, you know, that you see him a little bit bad, it was when he couldn't find himself a rest, you know, like he was worn out and you could see it in his eyes. You could see he was a little bit no speed, you know, and no velocity. You're not going to see that anymore here. I bet you anything, Jimbo, he's going to be fine. I have a good feeling about him. I think his velocity is going to be up. That makes that cutter even devastating for those really, really good left-hander hitters, man, because Atlanta are no joke. They have Freeman. They have Marquez. They could have. I mean, they have Donaldson on the right side. Let me tell you, they're a really good team. So and Michaelis being how do you say that? Being on the top of his game, you know, like being rested,
right?
It's gonna help out. It's gonna help out because his velocity is gonna be up. He's gonna be really, really confident. Obviously, his confidence is gonna be up. He's going to feel great. He's going to feel good. And watch, he's going to have a good game, man.
Yeah, rest, you know, giving teams that have won their division the opportunity to set their lineups and get rested is all a big part of this. I will say this. We're going to need Michaelis And again, that could be the guy too. I mean, he's looked so good at times, you know, that you've got to believe that if he can do it. What's that?
He really could be that guy.
He could be.
He could be that guy.
I agree. On that note, what, you know, obviously Flaherty's going to start game two. Who do you start in game one? I know who I start in game one, but who do you start in game one?
I think Mikolas for me.
I agree.
I think Mikolas, like I said, if it was a day where he didn't get any rest or 3 days rest or a 4 day rest or whatever, I wouldn't start him because I know he's not gonna pitch so effective. But knowing that he's gonna pitch effective on a few days of rest, I really do believe they need to go with him. And then I would put Wainwright game three, man. Wainwright game three, and then Hudson for the four, you know?
Yeah, that's what I would do. That's where I'm at in this whole thing.
Also, we're asking Hudson for something really that could be really, really against the wall. You know what I mean? Like, we could be also 2-1. Not 2-1, but 1-2. And all of a sudden, we are against the wall, and you have Hudson on the mound. I mean, not that he's bad. I'm not trying to say that.
He's just young.
But he's just young, and you don't know how he's going to react, you know? He already had a go with the Cubs over there at their place, and it wasn't so pretty, you know? So on a tough moment. So yeah, you're also asking, by putting Hudson on the four spot, you're also asking for Hudson for a lot if we end up being 1-2, you know?
For sure. And like I said, that's what I would do. For me, my rotation looks like this. I go, I'd go Michaelis. I would go Flaherty. And then I would actually go Hudson first game at home. And then, I would go Wainwright. That's what I would do.
Wainwright has been pitching good at home, and he only had a few hiccups here and there because of the, you know, we cannot say that he's been bad. He's
sure.
Been really
no,
good.
I understand. On the whole, he's been good. That's the way I do it. But, you know, like I said, it doesn't mean the way I would do it is right, yeah. But that's the way I would do it.
But that's your opinion.
Sure. Yeah. And again, I'm stating it the way I would do it first, and it doesn't mean it would work out. Doesn't mean it wouldn't. That's just, but that's the beautiful part of this, right? Is that everybody gets an opinion, and I think it's great. I love the fact that, that we can talk about this sort of stuff, and let's be real. It's October and we're talking about the Cardinals playing, and I brought up the weather. So I got to ask you, as a player, you played in Texas. Now, you played in San Francisco, which is, you know, the weather is like, it changes daily out there. Some days in the middle of summer, you're cold. And so you've dealt with that before, but you played in Texas where it can get downright hot. You played in the playoffs there, and then you go to different cities. In LA, you were there, the weather, we know what the weather's like there. Is there something different about playing in October when that weather starts to turn a little bit that makes you guys feel more comfortable?
It is really comfortable for us after going through a hard summer here in St. Louis, right?
Yeah, for
St.
sure.
St. Louis is very hot and humid, and you're playing there, you're sweating your everything up. And all of a sudden you get to that little cool and it's like 70 and you feel like, wow, this is real weather. So it makes a difference when you go to a cooler weather. What it don't make a difference when you go to the snow and you know what I mean? Like when you go to extreme weather change, that's when you're like, okay, this doesn't feel good in my hands. This doesn't feel good in my back, my arm or whatever. But if it's a normal change of weather, you know, I think every player loves it.
I just, it's my favorite time of year. I mean, it is amazing. I'm sitting here thinking like how hot it was yesterday and some of my favorite moments in Cardinal baseball, you know, being bundled up, watching amazing things happen with 48,000 of my closest friends. It's a great time, man. And for Cardinal fans everywhere, I feel like, you know, Cardinal fans are going to say, well, we deserve this, right? We've put up with some rough ball here for a while. It's hard. I mean, it's 162 games. We have high expectations. The players, I think, get lost in this whole thing is the players live for this as well. I mean, you watch a bunch of guys act the way they acted after that game in the locker room. That's pure joy. And, you know, I don't think we – I think sometimes we forget how much they care as well, I guess, is kind of what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, we and the players remember, Jimbo, these players have the pressure, right? These guys, they had guys feel the pressure of not only performing because somebody else is right behind them. Look at what happened to, even though Carpenter have already have a career made, right? He's a little older. But look at what happened when Tommy Hedman shows up.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So they feel that pressure. Look at what happened when Helsley showed up in the bullpen. They had to move some guys. And they have to go. So the pressure of performing to stay in the big leagues, and plus now you have to have a new pressure that is playing in the playoff, that doing a playoff game, playing a playoff game when you're new and you haven't even been in the playoff inside the in the minor leagues. You haven't even done playoff in the minor leagues, and all of a sudden you have to face. You have to face a guy, you know, like somebody like those guys that we're gonna face right now in the playoff.
Yeah, here's Freddie Freeman. Go get him. Here's Freddie Freeman. Yeah, here's Ozzie Albies, who's an exciting young player. Go get him. Here's Josh Donaldson. Go get him.
Yeah, with two men on.
And, yeah.
And all of a sudden, you're like, holy crap, man! I gotta get this guy out. And before you know it, before you get home. And you're thinking home in September, all of a sudden they call you up and you're like, holy crap, man, I got to put my pants on and really tight and let's go, you know? So there's a lot of pressure going on out there, especially when you're in the playoff, Jimbo, and you don't want to be that guy. You don't want to be the guy that commits an error. You don't want to be the guy that, I mean, obviously you don't play like that. You don't think of that, but you're still in the back of the head. Like, I don't want to commit that error that everybody's going to be talking about.
Sure.
I don't want to do that. So, you know, it's a lot of pressure, man, and these guys have handled it pretty good. Let's see how they can handle the pressure now in the playoff, man. It's a different, very, very different atmosphere. Very, very different. It's not the same as a regular season game. I don't know how else to put it. I don't know how else to say it to you guys. It is a different feel when you get to the playoffs.
Well, it's prediction time. So it's time to put your thinking cap on and tell me. Obviously, we're both Cardinal fans. I don't think either one of us are going to vote pick against the Cardinals. But, you know, it should be a good series, I would think. I like our chances. I'll go first. I am going to take the Cardinals in four. I think the Cardinals win. I think they, and it's my opinion, they split in Atlanta and they win both games at home. So that's my thoughts on it. Your thoughts, sir?
I think 4-2, but I think they win the first two and they win one here.
Okay.
Depending on when Waino and Hudson fits in, right?
So, okay.
Close to. I think they win it in. They can win it in four, man, and they have a chance to win it in five. They will win it in five with Flaherty on the mound. So, I really feel good about them. But I really think they can come out with two wins over there, man. I really do believe it. I think Michaelis could have a really good game pitching, being fresh, and I really do believe that Flaherty is going to stay on the game. So. It's going to be pretty interesting, but I think that we can steal two games out there. I know it sounds really, really difficult, and it sounds very tough, but it is tough, but it sounds like it couldn't happen and stuff, but, man, we could do it.
Yeah, I can tell you that, personally, I see this thing playing out in us in four. I think the best part of it is it then allows us to have Flaherty ready for the next series. To your point, the one hammer we do have is with the off days. Flaherty can pitch game two and five if need be, I believe, on regular rest. Is that correct? Do I have that right?
Yeah, regular rest. And And like you said, you know, you would love to save Flaherty for the number one in the other series, but we don't care about the next series right now. I tell you, right now, I care about that first game in the Braves, you know?
Oh, for sure. I'm just saying, in a perfect world. And, you know, again, you have to win, like you always say, you got to win today. Just win today. Winning today gets you to tomorrow, and that's ultimately what we have to do. But I like our chances. And again, maybe, you know, I hate to say this, maybe I'm not giving the Braves enough credit. I mean, they did win 90-something games.
No,
they've got some good players.
But it's not about giving them credit, Jimbo. I don't think we're not taking any credit away. I think that we're looking at our team, you know, like I'm sure they're looking at their team the same way, you know, and they're in their area over there. They're probably looking at their team thinking, you know what, we can win in four because they have their good pitching or whatever they have. They have a good team. So it's just us looking at the way, you know, we want to look at, which is Michael has been rested. You know, he could be good. He could be good, and he could go 7 or 8 too. So watch out, and then you have Flaherty. So how can you not win at least one or maybe two out of there? You know, so we're not taking any credit away. Believe me, everybody knows how good the Braves are.
Yeah, I'm looking at a Braves team, and I'm trying to figure out where the problems are for the Cardinals. There's no doubt they have a young, exciting player in Ozzie Albies. Great player. We all know what Josh Donaldson can do. Freddie Freeman, he's one of the best hitters in baseball, folks. He really is. He's a productive hitter. The only thing going for us right now, and I'm probably jinxing us, is, you know, the power has not been there lately, and I know he's been dealing with an elbow issue. I don't know how much that's affected it, but it obviously has. So, you know, I hate to say it, but I hope that, you know, if that elbow can bother him for another week and a half, that'd be great. They have probably
with some injuries too.
Sure. They probably have one of the most exciting young players in all of baseball in Ronald Acuña Jr. Nick Markakis
from an injury.
Yeah.
Slow down a little bit.
He's tough. We all know about Austin Riley. What's that?
He has to be careful with that hamstring thing that he had, and that'll probably slow him down because playoff, there's a lot of energy, Jimbo.
Sure.
There's a lot of how do you say that? Your own
adrenaline. Fire.
Adrenaline, yes, that's the word. So if he wants to steal a bat, he better make sure he's 100%. Because if he gets hurt, he's done for the series. So I mean, it could play out. I mean, Freeman is dealing with something; he's hurt too. So these guys, I mean, same as us, you know, we're dealing with some stuff. So it'll be an evened up series, man.
Yeah, I in the end, I like where we're at. They've got the veteran presence behind the plate and Brian McCann. You know, Tyler Flowers has been there for. They picked up Cervelli from the Pirates. We'll see who goes behind the dish for him. You know, the young Dansby Swanson. It's gonna be a great game. I mean, it's gonna be a great series. I'm excited about it. I think in the end, I like our chances. Am I being a homer? Maybe, but I'm not gonna apologize for that.
No, man, come on. There's nothing to apologize, man. I think we have a chance, and that's it. We have a good chance to win against these guys. And I had that question with a couple of fans. You know, a couple of fans have asked me the same question. Can we win against this guy? And I told him, I said, go back and look how we play against them when we face them. I mean, we play good, man. We had our ups and downs, but we play good against them, and we could, I mean, like we say with Strasburg, everybody's like, man, this guy's going to shut us down. I'm like, no, we can play against them, and if we can pitch 4 or 5 innings, we get him out of there, we got a chance. And the same way with the other guys. We can face these guys. We could do it, man. And the group that we have don't even give a crap who's out there pitching. They give a crap about getting their pitch, hitting it hard somewhere, all things like that. So it'll be a very interesting series, man. It's going to be a really hard series. Well, we need a pitch too, Jimbo. We need a pitch, obviously. We need a pitch and we need a hit. So if we want to get far.
Well, I'm excited about it. I know Cardinal fans are as well. I'm trying to, you know, be what's the word? I'm trying to be open-minded about the series. I know it's not good to be overconfident in anything, but I like where we're at. I know some people probably wouldn't agree, which is fine. But I'm telling you right now, no doubt about it. If I'm a Cardinal fan, I'm excited right now. Love to get back into the World Series. I think it'd be great for a whole new generation of Cardinal fans. I think it would be fantastic. So, for all of our Cardinal fans out there, you know, jump on that bandwagon. If you jumped off, we'll take you back. That's, you know, I've been having a couple conversations with a couple Cardinal fans, and listen, it's like family, right? I think we all get bent out of shape and get upset and then, you know, then the I told you so start coming out. I'm not here to say I told you so about anything. I'm never going to do it. My thing about this is, I've always said this, I know you and I've talked about this, you know, we try to talk about what we think the real issues are. But I can assure you, as I sit here today, I would much rather in the end say, well, I'm glad I was wrong. I don't care to be right about something. I don't, like at this juncture, I don't care whether or not Mo added somebody at the trade deadline. This is who we have. And we're in the playoffs. So whether it was right or wrong is irrelevant at this juncture. All I really care about is that the Cardinals are in the playoffs and we have a legitimate shot just like anybody else. So,
but this is not the time for us to start talking about what happened in the trade deadline. You know what I mean? This is not the time. Whenever if we end up winning the World Series, when we do that, then the day after you can mention anything that we didn't do. But right now, it's not the time to start thinking, oh, if we would have had this guy. Oh, if we would have done this. No, this is what we have, buddy. This is what we're going in the playoff with. Let's go enjoy the game. Let's go cheer for our Cardinals. And just plain simple, let's go, you know?
Yeah, that's where I'm at on it. You know, no matter what happens, not going to change the fact that I love the Cardinals. Most do. I think some people enjoy being unhappy, and that's fine. But I think for a whole lot of people right now, they couldn't be happier for the St. Louis Cardinals and where we're at right now. So, you know, let's do this. I'm excited. This time, you know, early next week, my thought is probably Monday. We'll be back, and we'll see where we're at after the weekend. You know, we're going to have, let's see, by Monday we'll have 3 games in, correct? So we'll see where we sit. I'm excited for you and Polo. I just shared it. You guys getting to do the Spanish broadcast in the playoffs is a first. You guys, it's well deserved. I think Cardinal fans everywhere have embraced both you and Polo as faces of the organization. It's, you know, you guys are ambassadors of the Cardinals, no different than anybody else. And I think you've done a great job, and I think this is awesome that you guys are being recognized for your work and you're getting to do this. And if anybody saw the celebrations of you guys in the clubhouse with the players, I think it's worth noting, you know, the family and the way you're part of that thing down there. So I'm excited for you, and congratulations to you and Polo both.
Thank you, buddy. And it's history. Don't forget that. It's history for us. It's history for the Hispanic population. It's history for the Cardinals, because they're doing a Spanish playoff game for the first time ever. I mean, this is history all around, and we take it very serious. We're very honored to be part of this. We're very honored to do this game, Jimbo, and we're very excited, very happy to be part of this thing, you know?
Yeah, I couldn't be more excited for both you guys. I think, like I said, I think people that anybody that's ever gotten the chance to meet you guys in public would say that you guys are as genuine as it gets. There's no acting with you guys. You both are truly just happy to be a part of this and bring something to it. And I think in the end, as fans, that's all we can ask for. You know, I mean, we talk about, you know, people throw the word hero around when it comes to professional baseball players, and we get real quick to start going, well, wait a minute, who's our real heroes? It's teachers. And what I'm talking about is guys that you look up to that do something that, at the end of the day, a lot of us wish we could do, and that's playing the big leagues, right? So for you guys to be where you're at and the impact that you have on so many people, to be recognized for it, I think is important. I think Polo, You know, everybody is not everybody, but a lot of people are familiar with your journey. Your book was amazing. And, you know, you've been doing a lot of different things for a while now. Polo's story this year was very well done in the paper. His journey of where he came from, his start into baseball, and now where he's at now. And it's an amazing story. And Polo is, he's one of the funnest guys you'll ever meet. And I think you guys complement each other really well. And I tell people all the time, even if you don't speak Spanish, you can listen to you two guys on the radio and you can still enjoy it. It's an amazing thing. And I think that's to be celebrated, because the energy that you guys bring, even though I don't understand a word of Spanish, I still can feel the game going on. And my kids and everybody that I know love to listen to you guys, the excitement level that you bring. I'm not saying it's better. I'm not here to rip on anybody else that does the Cardinal game. It's just, it's a different style and I enjoy it, even though I don't understand a word of it. So congratulations to you and Polo both.
Hopefully next year we could do one or two innings on Fox Sports Midwest, you know, in English.
Oh, you guys are both so knowledgeable, for sure, for sure.
You guys could really see or hear kind of how we do things in Spanish, right? I mean, it'll be obviously the passion will be there as if it was in Spanish. So you guys will have a little, you know, hopefully we could do one inning. I don't care, one or two innings. I don't mind, but you guys will feel, oh. You will feel how fun we make it, you know, and, you know, it'll be fun. Hopefully next year we can do that.
Well, I think you guys are fantastic. And again, I've gotten, obviously, known you now for a while, and I've gotten to know Polo through you, and he's just a great human being. And everything you guys are getting right now is so well-deserved. So congratulations from us. And I know all of our listeners are happy that you're getting to do this as well. So good stuff for you, my friend. I know you guys are leaving today on the charter with the team. I can't imagine the excitement that's going to be going on that plane. I know it'll be time to go to work for everybody, but I hope you enjoy this as well. I know it's extra special for you. You know, your family's everything to you and your brothers and your mom. So I know you're enjoying this time. And for all of us Cardinal fans, we're going to jump right in that excitement with you and enjoy this. So let's see what happens tonight. I'll be watching. I'm sure you guys will get to Atlanta and everybody will probably go somewhere and watch the game and see how that ends up. But I think it's got a big impact on the playoffs. I can promise you the Dodgers are really, for one night, the Dodgers are Brewers fans. I promise you.
I think so. But hey, and everybody saw last year and the years before what could happen. So not every time the perfect team win the World Series, not every time the team that spends the most money win either. So you never know. Not always the number one seed wins it, you know, and I'm sure everybody out there knows that. I think everybody have seen a lot of wild cards win it, a lot of people below, you know, and not a great team win it. So that's what the beauty of the playoff is, man. Enjoy it. Sit at home. If you can come out to a game, 3 and 4, just come out, have fun with the fans, enjoy your team, and let's go for it, you know.
Time to fly. And hey, I can't let you go without, I know everybody knows what hockey fans you and Polo and, of course, Yachty are now. I mean, you guys are all in, and Yachty's got a bunch of the Cardinal players, especially the Latin players, in on this this Blues thing. You excited about the Blues season opening up?
Oh, my gosh, yeah, we all are. We were talking about it yesterday. We're like, we can't wait. I mean, obviously, our 100% concentration is in the season because the Blues have a long way to go. I mean, they're just starting. But we're still talking about it, man. We're still talking about, hey, man, the season's coming. It's going to be a few games that we're going to get to go to before we head out. So it's going to be fun, man. It's going to be great. I think the Blues have a good team. Hopefully Chief and, you know, the coach could keep them going strong, you know. So, I mean, it's going to be hard because all the extra months that they play on the playoffs. But hopefully they rested and hopefully they can keep up with what they did last year, man. That would be so much fun.
It would be fun. And I think we need to start some sort of hashtag. I think we need a picture with the cup, you and your brother and Polo and the whole gang, and As you guys, they sure like putting you guys on the Jumbotron. So I think you guys deserve a picture with a cup. I think we ought to start that. That ought to be good. So,
Heck yeah.
Well, listen, I'm excited. Let's go Blues for sure. But for right now, it's let's go Cardinals. I know that, for all of us Cardinal fans out there, I think we're all excited and we're interested to see where this thing takes us. This could, again, folks, I've told you what I think back now as I get older to some of these playoff runs that the Cardinals have made and the World Series, and if they come up short, you never know who it's going to be. I mean, we always talk about the great players, and rightfully so, but you just never know who that guy's going to be that's going to do something amazing, and that's what makes this game great. So I'm looking forward to it. I know you are as well, and we want to thank everybody for joining us here on Two Birds on a Bat. Look for us tomorrow. Going to be on with the guys and make a couple more. I know we've had some interesting announcements about some of the side shows that we're doing to continue to promote everything. We'll be back tomorrow with Kyle Reese, Mo's Algorithm, and, of course, my friend Ron Nuttall. We're going to be introducing our text lines tomorrow. You guys will be able to text into the show. All the shows, you'll be able to give your thoughts. You'll be able to ask Benji Molina questions moving forward. All that will be announced on tomorrow's Bow Ties and Bullshit, and you guys will really enjoy that, especially with the playoffs coming along. We're going to give you guys a voice. So get ready to speak loud and speak proud as a Cardinal fan. For all of our partners out there, can't thank them enough. GatorsBaseballAcademy.com, located in Missouri and now in Illinois. DrChristianJacobs.com wants to remind you every day is Skin Cancer Awareness Day. To our good friend Mike with the best barbecue in St. Louis, that's Adam's Smokehouse, located on Watson Road, St. Louis. Here's your cue. And, of course, we are Two Birds on a Bat. Check us out, twobirdsonabat.com. Subscribe to the show there. Find us on our social media sites, at Birds on a Bat Show on Twitter, Two Birds on a Bat on Facebook, and Two Birds on a Bat Show on Instagram. Special thanks, as always, to the group at lineupmediagroup.fm, home of Yo Radio, a streaming platform for your mobile device that you're going to want to download. It is free. You guys are going to enjoy it. It's awesome stuff. And we can't thank our friend Randy Green with Innovative Companies enough for his continued, his continued involvement with this show, as he believes in what we do. I know Benji, you and Randy have become good friends, and he likes associating himself with good people, so it's no surprise that he enjoys being a part of this.
He's a very good guy, and we need to get together with him when we come back from the Atlanta. Let's meet up, you know, for lunch or something. He's a really good guy, guys. A very good-hearted guy, a very, very humble guy. Go get him, man. Take advantage of him, you know?
Yep. InnovativeCompanies.com, heating and cooling, electric or construction, residential, commercial, industrial. He's got you covered. As always, we come to you from the St. Louis original hotspot, Patios, folks. Patios is the place you can meet before and after games, during games. If you're not going to the game, it's the original party place for St. Louis Cardinal fans everywhere. That's Patios. For all of us here at Two Birds on a Bat, let's go Birds!
Let's go Birds!
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.